Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kerry Stevenson, and today I'm pretty excited to bring back Matt Gorsey. He's the Managing Director of Nickel X. ASX code is NKL. I think it's NKL. Yeah, NKL. Anyway, most of you will know in the past couple of weeks there's been a really, really big price rise in nickel. So I'm going to ask Matt to talk about macro for nickel, but today as well, have just announced the acquisition of the Cosmos South Nickel Project. So, Matt, lots to chat about today. Welcome back to Small Caps.
Yeah, good to be with you, Kerry, as always. Really excited about the approval of shareholders to acquire Cosmos South. It was effectively 100% approval to acquire the project. It was pretty much a fait accompli. So we're really excited to get on the ground and do some work on that particular project, which effectively outranks our project, which we listed on being the Birrinup Nickel Project. We're all head down, bum up.
Well, for those that don't know, Matt, first of all, you're a geologist by background, but you really, really understand the nickel market. I want to go into the macro in a little while, but before I do that, is the focus for Nickel X going to move from Birrinup to Cosmos South? And as a geo, what do you like so much about it? So for the investors out there, I need them to understand, I guess, the investment thesis and why you're so interested in this particular area, this project.
Yeah, so there's no doubt that Cosmos South outranks our existing projects at Birrinup from a nickel prospectivity perspective. We started a prospectivity model which is built by some specialist PhD geologists that compile geological, geophysical, geochemical data across southeast Yilgarn, which is where we are, and then also building on the southwest Yilgarn. So there'll be a bunch of other opportunities we're going to come across. Cosmos South definitely stood out as an opportunity worthwhile having a crack at, so to speak. And the vendors are more than keen to put it into a new float. And Nickel X is only sort of 9 months old in terms of being listed on the ASX. So, it was a logical decision to effectively have a crack at this project. And geophysically, there's some of the largest EM conductors we've seen across West Australia, particularly the south. East Yilgarn, and then geologically, clearly it adjoins Cosmos, which is taken over to the tune of $3.1 billion back in the day in 2009. IGO are taking over Western Areas to take on that project to the tune of $1.2 billion, I think it is, and then BHP are just south of us. So it's golden ground.
And it's kind of, this is the nickel producing world in and around where you are. And so you've got a chunk of this area. So, you know, where do you find nickel? Where other people are finding nickel, I guess. So talk to us about the terms of the deal and what's going to happen. Because this is brand new, just the acquisition's just happened. So let us know about the terms and what you plan to do.
Yeah, pretty straightforward deal. Vendors are really keen to get it done and dusted really simply and easily. So I think it was about $350,000 worth of stock to the vendor, and it was done and dusted without too many issues. We all own 100% of the project, or we do own 100% of the project. So, yeah, pretty simple.
But do you have to spend a certain amount in the ground to get that 100%, or is it just, you know, that they've got the shares now, they're involved in that way and that's it?
Yeah, so as I said, it's a really simple deal. We don't really agree or want to deal with vendors who require you to spend XYZ It was just a straight share deal. Take it on. They're in the stock. Happy to ride the stock. Happy to support the company from a number of different factors. So, yeah.
Easy. All right. So what do you plan to do over the next couple of months? This has happened. What are the plans to work out what you've got there?
Yeah, so the majority of the work we're doing the next month will be magnetic surveys, and that's to track effectively the ultramafix, which we know runs from Cosmos down to Cosmos South, our project, and runs north from Leinster into our project. So it'll be a lot closer spaced mag surveys than what's been previously done. We're really comfortable with the EM surveys that have been done previously by New Exco, and you know, they're the go-to team for nickel exploration in WA. You know, clearly the go-to team that found Nova and so forth.
Yeah.
So we're happy with that. And then, yeah, straight up diamond drilling, not mucking around, just getting into it.
You're quite well funded as well, aren't you? Because as you said before, you listed about 9 months ago. And in fact, you and I spoke in August. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know sort of the bigger picture of Nickel X, go back. Nickel X, August of last year, Matt and I had a chat just after they listed. But you really like the nickel space, Matt. And there was a lot of chat about the fact that the nickel price rose quite substantially. And I think it's now sitting 45,000. Can you just give our viewers your view? Because you have a really good understanding of nickel and why you think that this is a good commodity for people to be looking at.
Yeah, look, as West Australian nickel is part of our heritage, it is what it is. There's three factors at play here, I think, Kerry. No doubt the market fundamentals being supply demand, there's an enormous disequilibrium happening at the moment. There's not enough supply coming onto the market at the moment. Inventories are down to 70,000 tonnes, I think, on the LME, and demand, as BHP said, is going to increase fivefold.
Wow.
Up to 2030, and that's just purely on the basis of EVs. So effectively we supply 70% of the market is stainless steel. That is what it is. It's always been there. And then 30% is EVs. But that 30% for EVs will increase to what we think is about 50% in the next 5 or 8 years. The second factor is clearly the spectre of sanctions on Russian nickel producers, being Norilsk. They supply about 10% of the world's nickel and then about 20% of the world's nickel for EVs and for lithium-ion batteries. So there's a real risk there that would come into play. I don't think it will. It's not a huge income for Russia, so I don't really care. And then clearly this margin call is just once in a lifetime. And the biggest nickel producer in the world has been caught in a margin call. Had to write out an $8 billion check to the LME. And
not a big.
I'd say supported by the Chinese government, but ultimately, LME's back in play at $40,000, $45,000, and that's, extraordinary price for nickel based on, well, I think based on pure supply demand fundamentals, which is what we all operate on.
Yeah, and Matt, I really appreciate the fact that you do, this it is a commodity that you do understand. Do you think it's a little, it's really had a good strong price rise. So there will be projects out there that will become, that weren't economic, that now are economic. Is it sustainable at these levels? Have you seen anything like this in your lifetime of working in this space?
No, I never. I don't think anyone has. It's totally unprecedented. It may well be that some of the nickel laterite projects might come into play from a feasibility perspective. And they're clearly, nickel laterite have got enormous tonnes and low grade, clearly. But at $45,000 a tonne, they might come on stream, but we're talking 5-10 years before they come on stream. So, Nickel X is purely focused on nickel sulfides, which are high grade, pure projects. So,
But it is very, but it is very early days for you. So what I want to know from our investors that are out there, the three reasons why you think right now is a time for people to sit up and take notice of Nickel X.
Yeah, look, we're purely focused on one of the world's greatest nickel-producing belts, being the Wiluna Greenstone Belt. We have a project that's sitting in between IGO and BHP, the smartest guys in the room, biggest producers of nickel in the world. And we're purely focused on nickel sulfide, and we hope to replicate what Kerry Habermanis did with Cosmos back in the day with the $3 billion takeover. Purely technically focused on our project at the moment.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. They do know what they're doing. Good team that understands the nickel, not just supply demand, but geologically where to look. As Matt just said, they're sandwiched in between two of the very strong nickel producers at the moment. And as you said earlier, it's really the epicenter of the nickel producing world. So lots more news to come, Matt. Really be keen to hear how you go with the initial drilling. So pop back on once this is all settled down. But I really just wanted us to find out about the acquisition today and let people know that there's some exciting times ahead for Nickel X. Thanks for joining me at Small Caps.
Thanks very much, Gary. Good to be with you.